For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, is with me. Jenny, you're very welcome.
Delighted to be here.
And all through the ad break, we're like chat, 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 because like your home is your castle and it's so, so important to each and every one of us, should we be lucky enough to have one. Yeah. And what we fill it with is what really makes a home.
Yeah, completely. Because you spend so much time in it and you're there every day. And like something like upcycling, I mean, building a piece of furniture is far beyond my skills and capabilities. But like putting your own stamp on little things, painting, adding something a little here and there, that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
So I said going around like car boot sales and stuff, but should you be looking at what's already in your house and seeing if that can be revamped first?
That's probably the most sustainable thing. It's just, you know, what's there and what can be revamped. There's definitely some tips though around what is easier to do and what isn't. So if you start with furniture, if you're doing something like chairs or tables or even like a little credenza or a console, anything that's solid wood is going to be so much easier in the first instance just to do up. So anything that has a veneer on it or a lacquer, it's very difficult. It typically takes kind of a specialist to get that, you know, able to be primed, to be painted. But if you have something that's solid wood, maybe you inherited it from, you know, a family member, or it's something that you caught your eye at a car boot sale or something like that, and it's been lying around, you're not sure what to do. If it's solid wood, it's actually super, super, super easy to fix it up.
Yeah, I mean, I do love the look of old with new. I think that can be gorgeous, but I'm sure there are a lot of people who maybe inherit pieces of antique furniture that doesn't go with the style of their house.
Yeah.
I mean, is it sacrilege to slack a bit of paint on that?
I really don't think so, because it's just paint and you can take it off. It's not like you're chopping it to bits and using it for firewood and, you know, completely destroying it. There's a famous interiors journalist, Kate Watson-Smith, and she has this phrase that I love, and it's, you know, describing how to style a room. And she says something new, something old, something black and something gold, which I think is so nice. And you're right, like that marriage of new and old, if it's done right and if it's, you know, a fairly consistent style, it can look so, so good. It's all about contrast and getting that contrast right. But I think paint it. Why not? Paint it, or at least give it a nice sand down, because if it's something old, it probably has a few, you know, cracks and little blisters and a patina all over it, which can be fine. But just a little refresh can make such a huge difference.
So what kind of upcycling projects have you taken on?
Loads. I'm not as handy as the next person, but there's a good few bits I've done. So especially when I was living in rented accommodation as opposed to my own house, because you're often there with stuff that you're kind of stuck with and you're unlikely to be, you know, buying all your favorite pieces and buying your forever pieces, whatever it might be. So my first, I think, that I did was probably dining chairs in this apartment that I lived in Rathmines. I just didn't like the look of them. They had this kind of fabric on the bottom, which was comfortable, but there was a couple of stains from previous residents. So I remember going out to the fabric outlet down in Kildare, which is a phenomenal spot, buying a couple of bits and pieces of scraps, a couple of different patterns that kind of went together, you know, that mismatch style, and having to go at it with a staple gun. So I just unscrewed the seat of the chair from everything and ripped off the old fabric that was there, threw that away, because that was really kind of gross at the time. And then just wrapped the new fabric around and kind of knelt on it so that it was nice and tight, and just staple gunned it all into place. And it lasted for years and it made such a difference. It was so huge.
And there's great joy in this, isn't there? I mean, I watch Stacey Solomon making, I watched her this morning starting to make a giant cauldron, and you know, it looks like it's going to take
Halloween.
Hours for Halloween, and she's like, you know, paper macheing around this bucket that she's bulked out with cardboard. Yeah. I'm thinking, God, does it take a real particular kind of person to upcycle something, or can we all start somewhere and get great joy out of the result?
I think there's so much you can do. So it's one of the easiest things I ever did, if that sounds a bit too much of the staple gun, one of the easiest things I ever did was I had this kind of bookshelf, whatever, from IKEA. And I think I'd inherited it from my aunt or something. And it had glass shelves, which I hate. They're just not for me. And this kind of black frame. It was a bit kind of bachelor paddy. So I went out and I bought contact paper. This is the easiest thing you can do to upcycle anything. This is just kind of a thick vinyl paper. It's got loads of different patterns on it. I found a lovely marble kind of effect, and it has a fairly strong adhesive on one side, and all you have to do is peel it off and stick it onto your surface. So I've seen people do this in kitchens even. You know, if you're in temporary or rented accommodation and you hate your kitchen countertop, that's such a quick way to give it a really, really easy refresh. It's hard to go wrong. Lasts longer than you think. Painting, as you said, it's not as hard as you think. So all you need is, especially if you have something easy like that, you know, metal frame, or if you've got a piece of solid wood furniture, give it a sand, take it outside, give it a sand, like a light sand with some sandpaper, get a good primer. That is your cheat code to making the paint look really, really, really good. Make sure you give it a couple of layers of paint. I love, love, love on these old pieces, a really chalky matte paint. Annie Sloan is the brand to go to for that stuff. It's a beautiful, beautiful colour. It's really pastely, rich, very pigmented colours in this gorgeous matte finish. And then you're done. And once you've been careful with your primer and you've been careful enough about matte paints, it's going to last for a long time. And it's not hard, I promise.
And just think of the pride, the sense of pride. Right, loads of texts are coming in about this. Can you paint oak bed frames without it looking terrible? We moved house and inherited a great bed, but it is shabby looking. It's a really dark oak colour.
Yeah, so definitely give it a sand first. If it's a dark natural oak, you know, you're going to want a really thick pigmented paint to make sure that that colour comes through. You might like the colour and maybe you just want to give it a bit of a varnish. The only thing I'm thinking of is usually with those old oak frames, they're quite ornate. They can tend to have, you know, curls and little shapes and stuff in them. So what I'd make sure you do is make sure you're sanding every little bit. So you can get either little sanding devices that will go into the nooks and crannies. Or you can just make sure you have, you know, soft enough sandpaper that it's foldable and you can get in there. But just don't ignore that. The sanding bit there and making sure that you're in all the little curls and all the little bends is really important. Otherwise, the paint could look a little bit messy.
Yes, top tip. I love our couch, says another, but it's starting to get grubby looking and we can't get it cleaned. It's an unusual shape, so we can't just buy a new cover. Any tips?
Yeah, I did this myself when I first moved into my home before I renovated it. I got a gorgeous couch from the NCBI, now Vision Ireland, who, amazing place to go for secondhand furniture. So there's a few things you can do. See if you can remove any of the covers. Usually they have zips on them, especially the cushions. You won't be able to take off everything, but the cushions are really good. The second thing is you're going to want to get a steamer. So either a handheld clothes steamer, Tefal do them for kind of €50, or you can rent kind of an industrial steaming device, and that is pretty magic for getting, you know, stains and smells, because sometimes those old couches can pick up, upholstery can pick up smells. So give it a good steam. The next thing then is you can make your own kind of what would you call it? Deodorizer. So if you get some bicarbonate of soda, put in a couple of drops if you want of maybe an essential oil, something that smells kind of nice, shake it around and just sprinkle it all over, pretty liberally, all over the couch. As long as the fabric's not too delicate, and you can leave it there for a fairly long time. And that does an amazing job of just cleaning up any kind of old oil stains even. It can be really good. And then vacuum all of that off. And your couch should have come a pretty long way at that stage.
Mm.
The last thing I will say, sorry for a couch, is there's a brand of cleaner called Dr. Beckman's. You'll see it in the shops. It's this blue and white tub of stuff that has a built-in sponge at the top, and it, I don't know what is in there, but it is unbelievable. Clean anything.
Amazing, because sometimes the arms, you know, where you're going to be putting your cup of tea, you're going to, you know, be constantly handling it as you're getting up and down. Sometimes that just needs a little freshening on. I'd say that's where that product comes in.
And last resort, a well-placed throw and some cushions, you know.
Who knows what's going on underneath.
Yeah.
I bought a side table in a charity shop, says another, with an intention of upcycling it, but the legs are full of twists and nodules. I'm finding it hard to sand. Any tips? This is what you said earlier. Yeah. Where would you get one of these devices? Is it the hardware
store?
Go
into a hardware shop and try and take pictures of what you're talking about, because I just find people in hardware shops are so knowledgeable. Like, they know what you need to do. They have the tool for it. My local one is like Mary Poppins' handbag. I've never gone in and not come out with exactly what I need somehow. It's not even that big. So take photos of what you're talking about. Go into your local hardware shop. Talk to the person behind the counter and say, this is what I'm looking to do. And there are little sanding devices. They're kind of, you know, if you ever get your nails done and they do your cuticles, they're like those little, they've got little tips. Of different sizes with that are covered in sandpaper, and you can go in and be really, really careful. And it's kind of like a drill.
Okay, I love that. So good luck with that one. I bought a chair with the intention of recovering it myself. Any tips? I've never done anything like that before.
So what kind of a chair, first of all? Are we talking about a dining chair? Are we talking about an actual sofa chair?
Because you were talking about the dining chair. Yeah. So you only have the pad, the seat pad, and that's just a square, and the gun that you were talking about, the staple gun. So what if it's like a more of an armchair? Is that something that anybody or everybody could
do? Maybe not anybody. It depends on how skilled and confident you are. So something like a dining chair, very easy. See what you can take off. That's the first thing I would say. So anything that you can remove and do, you know, away somewhere is really, really good. Second thing is, do you need extra stuffing? So there's a really good company called Foam to Home that will send you kind of pre-made or custom-made, custom-sized foam. That will go a huge way to making it look brand new, because even if you recover something, if the foam underneath it is kind of flattened, or, you know, it's just not really filling out the fabric, you want that fabric to be filled out. That's really going to make a huge, huge, huge difference. Be really careful about taking it off. And then, you know, once you have kind of foam in place, glue is going to be your friend to make sure everything's in the right place. It's really all about wrapping it tightly, like tighter than you think you need, like give it a nice firm pull and then glue it. I think a staple gun is key to making sure that it stays in place, and then maybe some glue if you need to. And just make sure you're folding everything right, because, you know, a big armchair, if it goes around a curve, just get some nice pleats in there and make sure that that will stay where it's supposed
to.
And
are there any specific materials that work better for upholstery?
Good question. Some of the more delicate ones are just harder to work with because they wrinkle more easily. So, you know, something like a natural silk or something like that, it's just hard. It's not going to last as well. The thicker materials they can pose their own challenges because they don't fold as easily around the corners. So you can have some kind of stiff, you know, edges kind of poking out. So I would say a soft material that folds really nicely and not too thick is going to be your friend. But I wouldn't discount any
fabric that takes your eye. We might squeeze in another couple. I bought a coffee table on adverts and I do love it. However, I hadn't realised the wood would be such a different colour to our TV stand. Can I varnish it or would it ruin it? And how do I go about it?
You can absolutely varnish it. I encourage you to varnish it. So all you need to do is sand down the existing one. This is key step. Make sure you remove all the existing varnish and then look for something that's as close to your original TV stand as you possibly can. It might be hard to find, but just remember, even if you're looking for, you know, a paint or a whitewash or something, you can dilute what you have if you find something that's a bit too strong. So sand, and then very gently with a very light first layer, try it out, see does it match what you're looking for, and then go from there.
Right, 30 seconds on this one. We painted our kitchen cabinets a few months ago, but they're starting to flake a bit. Where did I go wrong and how can I fix it?
So I'm so in favour of, it's the biggest, easiest quick fix for kitchen cabinets. They might have been, it could be the material though of them. They might have a coating on them or some kind of a veneer that can peel off. So just make sure that you're not painting over that. You might need to remove that in the first place. The second thing is primer is really, really important for a kitchen. And the last thing is, it's a kitchen, it's a wet environment. So if it's flaking off near where maybe your kettle is or your dishwasher is or your sink even, you might not have gotten a waterproof paint. So if you're doing it again, go back to the shop and tell them it's going to be used in a kitchen in a wet environment and you need a waterproof paint, and be very, very careful with that primer.
Well, Jennifer, they said I'd love you, and I certainly do. There is nothing you don't know. Jennifer Sheehan there, Irish Independent columnist and former winner of Home of the Year. Thank you so, so much for coming on.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.